My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
I'm John Bash with Professor Leela Philip, the author of Beaverland, How One Weird Rodent Made America. This is everything you never knew to ask about beavers. Well, here they are, and that question arises in the 1930s, hard scrabble America. We go to Little Falls, New York, with the professor. Little Falls was once, I learned these things from the professor, it was once the cheese capital of America. Did Wisconsin know this? Apparently it's at the end of the Mohawk River Valley. But it attracted a young family, and Dorothy Richards was born there in the early part of this of the 20th century, and she grew up to be a beaver whisperer. Please explain Beaver Sprite, Professor.
Oh, it's such a marvelous story. Thank you. And I you know, I could write a whole book about Dorothy Richards. So she grows up in Little Falls. And by, you know, 1902, at the tail end of the Gilded Age, she's jumping rope on the streets of Little Falls, and she's a sickly child. So her parents decide that she's not going to go to college, but she's very, very smart. She reads a lot. She ends up marrying, she gets a job in the local library. She ends up marrying the librarian's brother and has a life in Little Falls. And life takes its turn the way it does, and they buy a little farmhouse. The Depression happens, so they have to come home and buy a little farmhouse outside of Little Farm, Little Falls. They start a stationery business because that's the only way they can make ends meet. And there are two streams on this property, and her husband's friend works for the Forest Service, and they offer them some beavers because they're looking for a place to have some beavers. It's all just chance. And these beavers come live on the property, and then the rest is history. She just falls in love with watching these beavers. And next thing you know, she has founded the first beaver sanctuary in the country, has dedicated her life to studying beavers, has convinced the state by 1938 to let her raise two beavers in her house. And within, I don't know, maybe a decade, she has 14 beavers living in a tiny farmhouse with her, and the rest is history. She published a book about it in 1986, a memoir, which is really interesting, that details her life with beavers. And what's interesting about Dorothy Richards is that she recorded a lot of information about beavers that tended to be ignored at the time because she was not a trained scientist. But now scientists are documenting that what she recorded is actually true, which I find interesting because she was working on intuition.
Oh, and let's tell a whopper, Professor. Okay. You're at a auction, a fur auction. And
right.
You meet a grown-up man who says to you that he knew Dorothy Richards when he was a child. He visited her house at Beaver Sprite. Middle Sprite and Little Sprite are the two streams. Beaver Sprite is the sanctuary. It's a house. The beavers
right.
Live in the house with Dorothy and her husband. He tells a story about being a child there, and his father was sitting in a chair. Please, what happened next?
Okay, thank you for looping back to that. So I'm literally leaving the wild fur auction at Herkimer after hours and hours of watching wild furs being sold, including beavers. And on the way out, this fur trapper, we start chatting, and he invites me to an event in Little Falls. And when I hear the word Little Falls, my ears perk up, and I just say, have you ever heard of this place called Beaver Sprite. And then he says, oh, well, when I was a kid, I remember going with my dad, and his dad was a plumber, and he was actually called in because there was a leak in the basement. The beavers had actually untwisted the water pipes. They had figured out how to untwist the water pipes, and they had opened the water in the basement. They'd flooded the basement, which is really truly funny, those little hands. And so they were sitting in the parlor waiting for Dorothy Richards to come back, and a beaver just trundled by and started pushing his father's chair. I guess the fur trapper was about 8 then. And he said he remembers that because they're just sitting there, the beaver's pushing at the chair. And Dorothy Richards comes back in and says, you're in the beaver's way. So his father moved his chair away, and the beaver just walked on by. I guess his father was sitting in the beaver's pathway. Beavers are kind of OCD. They have to just go their path.
Also, Professor, is that an indication how beavers only do shortest distance? Is that what we're seeing?
Yes, that the beaver was in the process of, going to it was a young beaver, and it was actually practicing building a dam. So it was taking kindling from the fireplace and stacking it against a potential pinch point. And Dorothy was letting it do that. She was observing that it was in a door frame. And so it had calculated that's the shortest distance. That's the pinch point, as if this was a river. So it would make no sense to the beaver to take a right or a left. That would be putting it at risk unnecessarily. Anyway, it made sense from the beaver's point of view.
Now, you visited Beaver Sprite, which is now a sanctuary, but the house is still there.
It's quite wonderful. So Sharon and Owen Brown, two scientists, actually were visiting Dorothy Richards and helping her out in the last years of her life. And
sort
of
became less than a minute, Professor. Go ahead.
Oh, her mentors. And they've actually continued her work and bought property nearby and founded a second sanctuary. So Beaver Sprite has continued, and they have a new sanctuary nearby in the lower Adirondacks.
And of course, Dorothy's favorite beaver, who lived to the ripe old age of 19, was named Eager. And there's a photograph in the professor's book of Eager sitting at the table with Dorothy discussing the day's events. The book is Beaverland, How One Weird Rodent Made America. Leela Philip is the author. And there's science of beavers as well. We're going to turn to science now here in the 21st century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Apollo is working to ensure a bright, bold future, financing solutions to some of the most complex challenges the world is facing. Apollo, investing in tomorrow, today. Learn more at apollo.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.